This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. You'd never know it driving along the highway, but just east of noisy Interstate I-95 near Vieira, tucked in that lush green natural Florida scape, is a sea turtle hospital. The beaches in Brevard County are the largest nesting areas for sea turtles in the United States, and each year many are found injured and sick. They find treatment at Brevard Zoo's Sea Turtle Healing Center.
So we here in Brevard County and part of Indian River County have a very strong population of nesting loggerheads. So with that being said, it's very important that a facility be so close for those turtles to be able to be brought to if they're injured or sick.
That's Shannon Gann, the zoo's sea turtle program manager. Brevard Zoo opened its 2,400-square-foot Sea Turtle Healing Center in April 2014 in partnership with the Sea Turtle Preservation Society. Their goal is to heal and release the turtles back into the wild. It's not currently open to the public, but they let us visit one recent afternoon. We're in a covered outdoor treatment space. Throughout, there are a dozen cement tanks filled with water, a lot like small but tall above-ground swimming pools with little windows. They range in diameter from 6 to 20 feet. We disinfect our shoes and enter the critical care side, where turtles are recovering from recent surgeries. When they are lifted out of their tanks to be given medicine, treatment, and food, they usually flap their flippers. Gann is coaching Taylor Coyle, a recent University of Central Florida graduate who is interning this semester at the center. Assisting them are several volunteers.
Okay. But you hang on to him or her. We'll take one giant step backwards. Okay, so this one is Lombardi.
This turtle arrived in February around the time of Super Bowl and was named after NFL great Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi had severe fibropapillomatosis and also a horrible fungal infection on the skin. So we had to treat the fungal infection first. We used a medication for that orally.
That took almost 2 months.
Once that was done, then we were able to go ahead and start FP removal surgery. This turtle had such extensive FP that we had to remove it over 3 different surgeries. The turtle's had its final surgery, and we're going to see different levels of healing as we go along. And we've used honey this entire time through the process. Honey's a fantastic.
Yes, she is talking about real honey rubbed directly on the healing scabs. Turns out raw honey has an osmotic effect on wounds and draws out moisture, making it hard for bacteria to grow.
Dirty wounds is a great way to draw out bacteria. Honey's got a good properties as an antibacterial and antifungal, so that's why we choose to use it. This is nothing new. This has been done for many, many years on humans, on animals.
The honey they use is made by local pollinators and harvested at the zoo's bee exhibit and the Brevard backyard beekeeper's personal hives. Looking ahead, the Brevard Zoo has teamed up with the Northrop Grumman Corporation and the Universities of Florida and Central Florida through a $100,000 grant from the Northrop Grumman Foundation. It's still in the early stages, but they will collaborate to eventually yield products like turtle nest sensors to record conditions and unmanned aerial vehicles to monitor offshore behavior. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.